AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Feeling this big winter storm? About 60% of Americans are at Donahue Takes a Look.
The conditions include rain, snow, and bone-chilling temperatures.
It is throwing everything at us but the kitchen sink.
Governor Kathy Hochul's state, New York, is feeling the effects. Power is out to more than a million homes across the country. There are rolling blackouts in the Tennessee Valley to conserve power. Thousands of flights are canceled, or in Alexis Goldberg's case in Newark, delayed.
We got to the airport and as luck would have it, got out of the car and was hit with a six-hour delay.
The severe weather goes coast to coast.
It is super slippy underfoot.
David Sargentson was scraping ice in Seattle.
I took a bit of a tumble when I first got out there to start chipping away at the ice.
Attempts are being made to get homeless people out of the cold. I'm Ed Donahue.
The House has passed a spending bill financing federal agencies through September and providing more aid to Ukraine. The tab, $1.7 trillion. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We have a big bill here because we have big needs for our country.
Congress has also passed changes to the law that controls how it ratifies the winner of a presidential election, aiming to close loopholes that Donald Trump and his allies tried to exploit. New provisions clarify the vice president's role is only ceremonial and make it harder to object to confirming the results. In economic news, Sagar Magane reports an inflation measure the Fed closely tracks slowed last month.
The Commerce Department reports consumer prices rose 5.5% in November from a year earlier, down from 6.1% in October. On a monthly basis, they were up 0.1% after a 0.4% rise the previous month.
An update on Wall Street to close a mixed week. The S&P rose 22 points, or 0.6%. This is AP News. Strikes over pay in France and the United Kingdom are disrupting Christmas travel in both countries. Karen Shamas reports from London.
Air travellers are facing possible delays at UK airports as government workers who check passports have gone on strike until the end of the year, with the exception of one day. It's the latest spate of walkouts over pay amid a cost-of-living crisis that is putting mounting pressure on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's government. The government is refusing demands from public sector workers for substantial pay rises. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak.
The government has acted fairly and reasonably in accepting all the recommendations of the public sector pay review bodies. That's an independent process the government has listened to.
France is bracing for similar travel disruption, with a weekend rail strike on the horizon. Authorities are expecting a 40% reduction in rail services over the Christmas weekend. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.